WRJN in Racine. So the Crusaders will receive this kickoff here. And then we'll be ready as they come out. Kicking off will be De Leon. Alessandro De Leon will be the kicker for the Cudahy Packers. And deep to receive will be Miles Bunch. And Eli Gasol will be the two deep men for the Crusaders. Ready to get this one underway. So just waiting for the Cudahy team to get in position.
Cudahy mentioned they have a new kicker this week. Their regular kicker, whether he's under the weather or injured, I don't know. But Alessandro De Leon will be a kicker for them.
So De Leon to kick off. There's a kick. It's a short kick, fielded at about the 26 by Johnson Jr. And it'll be first and 10 for the Crusaders as he takes it to their 45-yard line. So Cohen Krause will bring him out. The junior quarterback for the Crusaders. So he'll be in the gun as they line up. Wide outs to the right and the left for Krause. Back to pass right away. Throws. Complete to the 50. And out of bounds at about the 35-yard line is Gasol. Gasol with the reception. So first and 10 for the Crusaders. So a nice start there. The first and 10 now at the 36 of Cudahy. As Krause will bring him out. Empty backfield, wide outs to the right and the left for Krause. Now has a man go in motion. Throws it in the flat. Complete to Austin. They thought they had him down. And he brings him down to about the 25-yard line. 20-yard line. So first and 10 again. The Crusaders going right down the field.
As a two plays, and they gained about 60 yards between the two plays right there. Cudahy is taking a timeout here.
Already. Okay.
Less than just over 45 seconds into the game.
Yep.
Cudahy burning that first timeout. Clearly doesn't like what he sees. No. So. But this is where Coach, when we talked to Racine Lutheran, they said, well, they blitz all the time. Okay, we're going to get quick passes going, you know. And we've seen that so far here in the two first plays from scrimmage.
And you can see Krause, he's a journeyman. I mean, a veteran for the Crusaders. I mean, taking him right down the field, staying calm. And give some credit to his offensive line, too. So far, protection has been excellent on for him.
Yeah, I mean, they are blitzing, but he still has time to throw.
Yep. even though we were told, nope, we don't blitz at all.
He may not call a blitz, but your kids are blitzing every play.
All right, Krause will bring him out again. First and 10 at the 20 of Cudahy. Krause has a tight, no wideouts this time. Krause on the keeper to the 20, cuts inside to the 10, and he may score, and he does. Cohen Krause with the 20-yard run, and I said, he's the dual threat. He'll pass and run to give Lutheran that early 6-0 lead.
A 20-yard little scamper there. Nice run to the left and able to get downfield with no problem, untouched, unscathed, yep, all the way downfield.
So Contreras to kick. And it's good by Max Contreras, as he set a record this year with his 45-yard field goal against Kewanee. It was a record that had stood for 47 years, and Max Contreras, he broke that record this year.
Yeah, it was that game-winning kick. He's a special kicker. We've talked about him the last 2 years. Very fun to watch, and a privilege that he's part of one of the teams we get to cover here down in Racine.
Yes. So with not even a full minute gone in the first quarter, Lutheran takes that 7-0 lead. So Contreras will come out now and kick off for the Crusaders. And again, I don't know what the delay is here.
It looks like the kicker is trying to buckle his chin strap.
Okay. All right, Contreras now to kick off. 7-0 is our score already, the Crusaders. There's the boot. It's a beauty. It takes him back to about the 10. He's up to the 15 and gets up to about the 26-yard line. And that was Luciano Martinez. Martinez on the return for the Packers. Now we'll see what they can do.
Solid little return there, but he was brought down pretty hard as he came upfield.
All right. So Brooks will bring him out. And goes under center, which is interesting.
Fumble.
And a fumble there, but I think they recovered it. I believe it is Brooks now, still at QB.
Yeah, he tried to hand it off there to Tanji, and he just dropped the ball, and they were able to get it recovered right away.
All right, Brooks will bring him out. This time he's got wideouts to the right and the left. And he's in the gun this time. High snap. He loses the ball and has to pick it up, and then they bring him down for a loss.
snap was about 2 feet to his right. He stuck out one hand to try to bring it down.
Yep.
Bounced off the carpet, and he got brought down way in the backfield. There was a procedure penalty against Cudahy. That was declined. Bring up third down now, Dick.
Yep, third and 13, Dylan. Dick chops the clock in. So we'll close in on 10 to go here in the first quarter. Brooks in the gun again. Wide outs right and left. Brooks wants to keep it. And then he hands off to Wilder. And he's dropped way short.
Gain of about 4 yards there, Dick.
Yep. So to bring up fourth down. And in the punt for the Packers. Here's the punt. Picked up at the 45 of Cudahy. And that was Austin on the punt return for the Crusaders. All right, they'll go back on offense. They scored on the first drive. So first and 10. First and 10 for the Crusaders at the 42-yard line of Cudahy. Krause gets the play from the sideline. Now he'll bring him out. He's got wide outs to the right and the left for Krause. Now has a man go in motion. And Krause keeps it on the fake. Gets away. Trying to get to the edge. And they knock him out of bounds at about the 41-yard line of Cudahy.
Cudahy finally able to shut down some sort of play.
Did a good job on that one.
Dick, while we have a break here, Union Grove goes up first, 7-0 against Wilmot, but Wilmot answers right back with a 49-yard touchdown run to make it 7-7.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that one tonight. Union Grove trying to stay perfect. I mean perfect. Overall and in conference. Krause once again in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Barking the signals. Now throws it in the flat, complete. Trying to make something out of nothing is Gasol. And he gets it to, see if they spot it at the 36-yard line of Cudahy.
And Brooks had a great tackle for Cudahy, but he just threw a body into him. He didn't even wrap up, so he's able to just bounce right off and keep going. A situation where you need to break down, make a tackle, can't just throw a body and hope they fall over.
All right, Krause will bring him out. Third and four at the 36 of Cudahy. Wideouts right and left. Typically means a pass for Krause. Krause back to pass, throws. He's got his man, complete. To Maddox. Matson with the reception. Maddox, Matson. So move those chains, first and 10. Again for the Crusaders. As they'll huddle up. Under 7 to play now in our first quarter. Krause will bring him out. Wideouts both right and left. Empty backfield for Krause. Throws again in a flat, complete. to Bunch. Bunch on the reception. So bring up second down. Closing in on six to go. In our first quarter.
Caught it out in the flats. Good defense there by Cudahy, able to get Hats to the football.
Yep.
Tackled them right away.
All right, second and 10. Wideouts right and left for the Crusaders. Has Bunch right next to him, Krause does. Now we got a timeout called by the Crusaders. 5:50 to go in our first quarter. 7-0's our score. Lutheran with the lead.
Hey, a good timeout. Things, you know, that first drive went very smoothly here on this drive. They pittered out a little bit, but things are still going in the favor of the Crusaders. So Coach Krause just trying to talk over a few things, make sure they're on the right page, and continue with this drive that they're putting together.
And we'll see. They got a field goal kicker, so they're not shy about if they were to get stopped within his range. All right, Krause brings him out once again. He's got Bunch right next to him. And got a deep back this time. Wideouts to his right. Krause has it. Going outside and keeps it. Flag on the play as they push him out of bounds around the 25-yard line. But let's see what the flag's for.
This is going to be on 55, the left tackle there. For the Crusaders, Aranda, he held Cudahy Pecky as he tried to come around the corner. It'll be a 10-yard penalty, and they'll replay the down.
All right. 5:43 to go. In our first quarter.
That first drive went really quickly, and then this one, they're just eating away at the clock.
Yep. Right, clock starts up again. And Krause will bring him out. Wideouts right and left. Bunch next to him. Throws it in a flat again, complete to Gasol. And he stopped at about the 25-yard line of Cudahy.
Again, just getting a quick pass out there into the flats and able to get upfield in a hurry. Just like we mentioned in the past here, Dick, Pritchard Park, very nice. Just
yep.
Horrible sight lines, regardless
yeah.
Where you are in this booth.
Yes, you are correct. So third and 7 at the 26 of Cudahy. On the keeper is Gasol trying to get to the outside. He does, now turns it back in. And he's got enough for a first down if it holds. And they'll push the chains, they'll move him.
He had a nice little cut there at the end of the play. Was brought down by Sagan at the 15-yard line. But it was a nice keeper there for Cohen.
Yep. Nice job that time by Cohen Krause, son of Coach Jeff Krause. And now we got a injured Lutheran player down. So the clock stops with 4:18 to go. In our first quarter. And he's getting up on his own power, which is good.
I wonder if he got like a piece of turf in his eye or maybe his nose was bleeding, something yeah. like that. But
so he's up on his feet and off to the side. Light of that, the referee said, let's get back. Let's go. And he chops that clock in now. As we got wideouts to the right and the left. Kraus back to pass again.
I think it was Stanful there.
Yeah, couldn't make it out. So, yeah. So Kraus rolls out. He throws it now. And we got a score. Touchdown.
Bunch on the reception there, Dick.
Bunch on the reception. To make it 13-0. And Contreras will try to make it 14 with this kick.
Cudahy able to slow him down a little bit on that drive, but still ended in the same result. 7 points on the board.
Yep. 3:16 yet to go in our first quarter. And you know what I'm thinking, Dylan, already. There's the snap. The kick is up. No problem. The kick is good. So with 3:16 to go in our first quarter, it's now Racine Lutheran 14, Cudahy 0.
An impressive drive once again, able to get the ball all around the field,
yep.
do whatever they wanted. Cudahy was able to push them back two times on that drive as they tried to get runs to the outside, but to no avail as the Crusaders were able to march down after the punt and able to put up 7 points back on the board.
So Wilder is the deep man for Cudahy as Contreras brings him out. Let's see what kind of kick we get from Contreras this time. Again, he's got Wilder deep for the Packers. Flag there as
finally threw it.
Yeah.
But when they kill it that quick, it'll be offsides against
yep.
the kicking team.
Yep, trying to catch the Packers offside with that little squib kick. So now we'll try it again here. 5 yards back.
And I don't blame them for trying it. Cudahy's leaving big areas
yeah.
for them to kick
the
ball
into. A lot of gaps. Contreras now, this time he boots it. It'll be fielded at about the 18. Brings it up to the 40. And they actually drop him. Looks at about the 34-yard line. That was Martinez again on the return. For the Packers, and they'll go back on offense. See if they can do something here. 14-0's our score, 3:09 to go in our first quarter. In the gun is Brooks. Hand off. Wilder on the carry. Once again with those fluorescent green shoes.
Yeah, they weren't able to get much going there. Good pressure up front by this Crusader defense.
So the clock continues to run now. 2:50 in counting in our first quarter. Brooks brings him out. On the keeper is Brooks. Nothing there. Very little. Bringing up third down.
It looked like he gained about a yard or two on that play.
Clock will continue to run. 2:20 in county in our first quarter. Third and 9 for Brooks and his Packers. He's got wideouts to the right and the left this time. Goes under center. Rolls out. They got it to Brooks. He bobbled the ball. And not much there at all, as it'll bring up fourth down. And the punting unit will come in for the Packers.
Carter Wilder there trying to do anything he could on that reception. Just immediately found into the arms of that Crusader defense. Forcing once again a punt here on this second drive of Carhe.
So it'll be Cobbs, Tanner Cobbs, the punter. Cobbs the punter for the Packers. And the returners. Oh, he bobbled it. And he can't get it off. So the Crusaders will have good field position right away. As they'll spot it at the 26-yard line of Cudahy.
Hey, he tried to, like, he caught it weird, was playing with the ball for a second, and by the time he went to kick it, he dropped it, and the Crusaders were able to get through there with no problem by that point.
So to bring up first and 10, for the Crusaders, 1:03 to go in our first quarter. Krause brings them out, wideouts right and left. Got Bunge right next to him. Krause back to pass, here comes the rush. Throws, and throws it over the head of everyone.
They intended that one for Gasow, Dick, but he just overthrew him by about 10 yards.
So it'll stop the clock with 55 seconds to go in our first quarter. Okay, Krause gets the play from the sideline. Oh, Now he brings him out. He's got wide outs to his right. Krause does now has a man go in motion and gives it to Austin. And he can't get to the first down marker. So to bring up third down for the Crusaders.
We'll need to have at least one more snap here in this quarter.
So they'll try to get that first down. Third and 10 at the 26-yard line of Cudahy. 14-0 is our score. Raylu with the lead. Krause brings him out in the gun. Throws in a slant inside. Now coming back is Matson. Maddox Matson.
And it'll tack on some yards here at the end of the play. That was a face mask against Cudahy.
So they will end up getting that first down.
We'll see if they call a 5 or a 15-yard face mask.
But that's the end of our first quarter of play with our score. Racine Lutheran 14, Cudahy 0. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
When hunger hits hard, Ferraro's delivers big flavor. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's satisfies every craving every time. And this September, it's all about the cheeseburger pizza. Piled high with juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onion in a signature sauce. Topped with crunchy pickles and a special dressing. It's everything you crave in one legendary meal. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Very good. One of our major sponsors, Racine Lutheran High School. Welcome to DG Sports. So we'll start the second quarter with Lutheran already leading 14-0. And knocking on the doorstep again for a touchdown.
And that penalty is half the distance to the goal, so it spots the ball at the 6-yard line. So Racine Lutheran once again knocking on the back door of Cudahy to put up 7 more points.
And again, we'll get to Dylan. We'll get to Dylan in a minute. Or so, and go through that the rule for the running clock as Krause brings him out in the gun. Back to pass, throws, it's complete. And it's a touchdown to Eli Gassau. Eli Gassau with the score.
Nice reception, great catch over his head, able to barrel his way into the end zone.
Makes it 20-0, just starting our second quarter. So Dylan, go through that mercy rule for, will we start it up in the second quarter?
Yep, it could start as early as the second quarter. Prior to the fourth quarter, if it goes under 35, the clock will stop once again. But once we get to 35, then it would be the running clock.
There's the snap. And the kick is no good.
I think somebody got a hand on it there.
Yep. So nice job. They're not quitting. So with 11:53 to go in our first half, it's now Racine Lutheran 20, Cudahy 0. So what's your observation so far, Dylan?
It's been tough sledding for Cudahy. They haven't really done much of anything here, but Racine Lutheran taking advantage of the opportunities they've been handed throughout this game, including the first drive of the game, scoring in 50 seconds. Second drive after that punt, they're able to go down about 60, 65 yards, put up another score. And then on the Cudahy third drive of the game, second drive, they're able to get in and not really block, but take advantage of that fumbled punt, and that's where they put up the 6 points that time to make it where we are at 20-0.
All right. So Contreras will kick off. For the Crusaders. And you got Wilder back. Has one. You got Martinez back there too. So we'll see. Contreras has not had a touchback yet tonight, though. Again, they had that short kick, Dylan.
And they would have recovered it successfully, too. Front line of Cudahy paying zero attention out there. Literally went right off his chest. He turned around as the kick went off, and it ended up bouncing off of him. But it was, again, offsides against Racine Lutheran.
Yep, so they'll push him back 5 yards, and then he'll kick it off again.
Yeah, that front line of Cudahy really needs to wake up, because that's the second time where they wouldn't have recovered the onside kick. But thanks to penalties, it put Racine Lutheran back on the tee for another kick.
All right, 11:53 to go in our first half. 20-0. Lutheran with the lead as Contreras gets ready to kick off. Now he'll kick it deep. That's a beauty at the 15. Up to the 20. 25. Trying to make his way to the 35 and does. And that was Petke on the return. Petke on the return for the Packers. So we'll see what they can do this time. 11:44 to go in our first half. And again, at halftime, we'll have score updates. And we'll give you the Week 4 coaches poll sponsored by Bound. And we'll recap this first half.
That is cool. Bound, they showcased, they put up boys and girls basketball on their website now.
Oh, that's nice. All right. Brooks hands off. And a few yards there. So Kadal. Kadal on the carry for the Packers. Okay, Brooks will bring him out again. He's got a wide out to his right and left. Hands it off to Wilder. And a nice job that time by Wilder.
It was a big second effort, able to get close to the first down. We'll still bring up a third and three here for Cudahy.
Just closing in on 11 minutes to go in our first half. So wideouts to the right and the left for Brooks. Hands it off. And the Crusaders are there. Nothing.
He lost 2 yards on that play, Dick.
So that was Kadal again. So it brings up fourth down. Let's see if they're going to kick it away. It appears they will kick it. And it should be Cobbs again to punt it away.
And we'll see if he can handle the punt this time.
Yeah. High snap, but he gets it up.
Whoa.
And the Crusaders are going to let it roll. And then it's down at about the 33-yard line of Raylu. So with 9:49 to go in our first half, we've seen Lutheran will take over, already leading 20 to nothing.
I think we're going to have a sideline interference against Carahue. Edmonds over there threw his flag and his hat. So
okay.
He's calling a personal foul against the Crusaders.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Maybe they were blocking a kid out of bounds or yeah. Something like that.
All right, we're still getting interpretation from the referee.
And this crew doesn't use radio, so The communication is much more slow compared to other crews we've had.
So now they'll push the Crusaders back. They start at the 17 now after the penalty. Krause brings them out. Wide outs right and left. Throws it again here. That one's incomplete.
Pass
in the flat.
Pass was deflected at the line there by Pecky. He jumped up, tried to intercept the ball, but wasn't able to and fell right to the floor there.
So again, the Crusaders, Dylan, not shy about throwing the rock.
Nope. A team that blitzes as much as Carahue does really makes sense to try and get these quick passes off.
All right, Krause, he's got wideouts both right and left. In the gun, back to pass. Wants to throw. Throws it again in the flat. Ooh. And brought down hard. Completion to Bunch.
It looked like he was taken down by his collar there, but
yeah,
no flag and brings up that third down now.
Yep. Thought we'd have a face collar there, but I guess not. 9:17 to go in our first half. Lutheran with the lead, 20 to nothing, as we close in on 9 minutes to go. Let's see if Krause can pick up this first down, wideouts right and left. He's been in the gun all night. Back to pass, throws it out here, complete. And will not get the first down is Mattson. No.
Yeah, he took that one all the way out to the 31-yard line.
So he did pick it up. First down, first and 10 for the Crusaders.
That was a nice play by Mattson, who was able to gain some extra yardage there. Got a little shooken up trying to fight for more yards, but coming out under his own power.
So 8:30 and counting in our first half. So Krause will bring him out. He's got wideouts both right and left. Again, back to pass. Throws in the flat. Complete. Not much there.
Austin, another reception under his belt. Continuing to build that school record that he holds.
Bryce Austin broke the 25-year record. As he came in with 103 receptions, so he had already broken the record, so he's just adding to it. But a record that had stood for 25 years at Racine Lutheran. So it brings up second and 10, 7:35 to go in our first half. Kraus back to pass, now gets flushed out of there. Brings it up, he's got the first down and more. To about midfield goes Cohen Kraus. So nice job by Kraus.
A couple of kids from Cudahy had him in the middle of the field, but they just kind of threw a shoulder at him. He bounces off of it and continues down the field for more yardage.
All right, Kraus gets the play. Clock starts up again, closing in on 7 minutes to go in our first half. Again, Racine Wuthern won the toss and received. So Cudahy will get the ball to start our third quarter. Kraus in the gun. Wideouts to his right. Now Shovel passes it. Coming around the edge here on my side, down to the 40. Down to the 30. Still on his feet. Down to the 20-yard line is Bryce Austin. So the Crusaders looking again. Knocking on the door in the red zone. So again, a very energetic PA announcer here.
Yep, Cudahy taking now their second timeout.
Okay, with 6:39 to go.
We'll have a score update if you want one, Dick.
Give them to us.
The Southern Lakes matchup between Wilmot and Union Grove now tied up at 14 in the middle of the second quarter. Union Grove scored on two Martinez touchdowns. Unfortunately, haven't seen any of the other schools that we cover score updates yet. We do have a Southeast Conference update, but not the teams we cover. Franklin's up 16-3 over Oak Creek, so Franklin trying to escape with that trophy for the last time in conference play.
Yep.
I guess they match up with Oak Creek here.
Boy, what a credit we got to give to Lewis Brown. This will be his last year coaching. Varsity, at least, at Franklin. So what a job he's done over there with the Franklin Sabres.
Yeah, build it into a school that people wanted to move to the Franklin community just to play for his team. So he did such an incredible job, and they're looking to add on with another state trip this year.
Well, if they do it, they're going to do it with a sophomore quarterback. So, I mean, the cupboard's going to be full for a while at Franklin.
That's for sure.
All right, we're back at it here in the second quarter. 20-0's our score. Lutheran with the lead. They got a first and 10 at the 20-yard line of Cudahy. Kraus had wideouts to his left. Now throws it in a flat once again. And it's dropped.
Right off of Bryce Austin's hands in the flat.
Tried to run before he had the ball.
Type of route they've been able to successfully connect on most of the night. But like you said, he tried to get upfield before he even brought the ball in there.
So it stops the clock with 6:36 to go in our first half. 20-0. We've seen Lutheran with the lead, trying to build on it. So Kraus in the gun, wideouts to his left. Faked like he was going to hand off, now keeps it. Gets down to about the 10-yard line, Cohen Kraus. See where they spot it. So it's going to bring up third and one. They marked them a yard short. Closing in on 6 minutes to go in our first half. all tucked in on this third and one. And they get, let's see if they got Cudahy to jump off sides, and they did.
I just mental mistakes now. Team starting to break down for Cudahy.
Okay, clock will start back up. 5:50 and counting. Krause brings him out. First and six at the 11-yard line of Cudahy. Under center. Rolls out. It's Krause. Now it's going to throw it complete for the touchdown. The touchdown to Austin. So another touchdown by Cohen Krause to make it 26-0. We've seen Lutheran. See if Contreras can convert this one this time.
And you may be saying to yourself, gee, why don't they go for two? Well, when you have a kicker like Contreras, who all he does is kick, you put him out there and yep. Keep going.
There's a snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So at 5:30 to go in our first half, it's now Racine Lutheran 27, Cudahy 0.
Dick, a score update from a game that a lot of people across the state are looking at, Muskego and Arrowhead. Muskego leads 21-17 at the break.
Okay, they're at the break already. Well, unless something happens here really differently, I think we're going to have a running clock at some point in that third quarter.
And Cudahy gets the ball to start that
second half.
We'll see if they're able to do anything. I mean, they still have 5 minutes here in the first half. So we are far from halftime.
Yep. So Contreras to kick off. You got Brooks back as one of the deep men for the Packers. All right, let's see what he does this time, Dylan, if they try it again. So Contreras to kick off. 5:30 to go. And it's a line drive kick fielded by the Packers. And brought down is Martinez at about the 28-yard line of Cudahy. So they'll go on offense with 5:25 to go in our first half. Let's see, Brooks will bring him out again as the quarterback for Cudahy. Interesting, both teams are undefeated in conference, but it appears so far that it'll be Lutheran looking down at Cudahy after tonight. All right, Brooks in the gun. Now he can't handle the snap. And then picks it up, and they drop him. Nice play by Bryant of Racine Lutheran.
He's able to chase him down, bring him down, because Brooks there was looking for green grass in front of him, and he almost found it.
All right, clock continues to run. Under 5 to go now. Okay, we got wideouts both right and left for Cudahy. Now it looks like we have Petke at quarterback. Maybe not. Nope, Rooks is still out there. He has Petke behind him, and now Cudahy calls the timeout.
Well, it looks like you're right, Dick. Petke was in the shotgun there.
Oh, he was, okay.
Looking to take the snap. Lined up next to him there was Wilder. The way the one and the two look on the jersey, they're very similar.
Yep. So stick around at halftime. Again, we'll have the Week 4 Coaches Poll sponsored by Bound. We'll update you on any scores we have. And then we'll summarize the first half of this game. And next week we'll come to you from the Don Dalton Stadium again at Burlington, where the Demons will face a very tough opponent in the Badgers from Lake Geneva. All right, we're back to live action here. Second and 16. Low snap again. And it is Petke that's trying to play quarterback now and has two shots that he hasn't been able to handle the ball. And now it looks like he's coming out.
It looks like they're putting in Tanji now. That one wasn't really Petke's fault.
No, no.
Bad snap once again, hurting these Packers.
So the clock runs with under four to play now. And Tanji's at quarterback. He's got wideouts both right and left. And again, he can't handle it. And they tackle him for a loss.
And if you're a coach from Cudahy right now, you have to basically say, can anybody else snap the ball? Because he's clearly in his head with all these snaps.
Yeah. So it brings up fourth and 16. And they'll have to punt it away, and Lutheran can tack on six more before halftime.
And I was the center when I played, Dick, and I had that happen a few times where it just got in your head, and
yeah. It's
one of those where mentally you just can't get out of it, and maybe you got to sit out a series, whatever the case, but you can't keep putting your offense back 5-10 yards every snap.
So Cobbs, again, a bad snap, and it's blocked. It's blocked by the Crusaders. And ball will go over to Lutheran Crusaders again in very good field position for the Crusaders, already leading 27-0.
I'm not sure if it's the same center for punts as it is for regular play, but again, bad snaps have been the memo of this offense here in the first half for Cudahy.
So 2:55 to go in our first half. And Krause, he'll direct his team. He's got wideouts both right and left. Back to pass. They flush him out of the pocket. Now throws and overthrows his man. Trying to get it to the end zone. That'll stop the clock with 2:53 to go in a very long first half.
Hey, you had Austin over there once again, just able to some sort of miscommunication maybe. They ran the wrong route, whatever the case, but he threw out and the receiver went in.
All right, Krause will bring him out in the gun again. Wideouts right and left. Has a man go in motion. Wants to throw. Here comes the rush. Throws. Incomplete. So to bring up third and 10. And the Crusaders not able to move that ball right now. WRJN in Racine.
Dick, a little bit of a surprising score update. With 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Case is up 16-0 over Park.
That is. Park trying to play spoiler tonight.